It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, the true, the false, and the pants on fire. We'll talk to an editor from PolitiFact about the presidential race.
First, the Wisconsin State Journal just analyzed incident report logs from the Lincoln Hill School for Boys and Copper Lake School for Girls. The records provided by the Department of Corrections show a snapshot of conditions in the state youth prisons after a state investigation into allegations of abuse.
Molly Beck combed through these incident report logs, and she joins us now to share the details. She's a state capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Molly, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, almost 500 incidents, altercations involving fighting and violence over a four-month period. It sounds like a lot, but do you have any indication of whether that number is actually high when you compare it to other youth correction centers?
Yeah, I tried to get that specific question answered, and consensus was that it's tough to say whether that's a lot or not. I know that it wasn't quite 5 months, it was just shy of 5 months, but there were a number of incidents that resulted in injuries to inmates there, 32 injuries to inmates, and seven prison staff were injured in those incidents. So I thought it was worth pointing out that here's, we hear a lot about the Lincoln Hills facility and the investigation into potential crimes ranging from child abuse to sexual assault to destroying public records to official misconduct. And I think this kind of provided a snapshot into what exactly the conditions were in that facility leading up to the raid that kind of put all of this on, the front pages of newspapers, and everybody learned about what was going on there.
Right, and these 4 months, almost 5 months, do paint a kind of picture about what was happening there. Can you describe what the atmosphere was like based on this log that you combed through?
Sure. The majority of the incidents were about fighting and, what kinds of interactions and aggressive behavior led to fighting and sometimes resulting in injuries. And this log seemed to be only logging incidents that dealt with aggression and fighting and violence and violating the rules in some significant way. And so that was what I noticed, that there just seemed to be a lot of fighting going on. And some of the incidents that I highlighted in my article showed that there was, some inmates that seemed to be, acting out in ways that didn't seem to be in a controlled manner. I talked to the former union representative for the staff at the time of these incidents, and he said that it just seemed like the place was out of control from the staff's perspective, and the kids were just, in control and not the staff at that time.
And in your article, you do go into the specifics. Obviously, with almost 500, you couldn't get to all of them. But can you tell us about, a handful of what you saw in that log?
Sure. There was one incident that seemed pretty serious. That a couple of the inmates were fighting over, I believe, Jolly Ranchers. That's what I read. And the interaction escalated into fighting, and the staff saw, one of the inmates' head, his head was bouncing off the floor repeatedly. And at that point, the staff obviously intervened. And because of that intervention, the knee of one of the inmates was injured by the staff member who intervened. So obviously that incident is going to be reviewed because both the staff and the inmates were injured. There was another incident during which an inmate broke off part of his metal bed and somehow broke out of his room. And the log said that he just wanted to do it just to impress people and see if he could do it. There was another incident during which an inmate found a donated Tomahawk City Police Department uniform and put that on and used that to beat up another inmate. And I just got an email from that police department's police chief saying he's really disturbed to hear that. And, it's going to find out more about that, about why that happened. There's a few incidents that, showed inmates were taking T-shirts and flushing their toilets and flooding the cells. And like I said before, just a lot of fights were logged there.
And you said initially that it seemed as though this was a log that recorded violent conduct. And I know that questions of sexual abuse were also part of what is being looked at here at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake. Is there any of that in this log, or do you think that's not something that would have gone into this?
Yeah, that seemed to be those allegations. I didn't see any incidents in this log that would have, you know, prompted that kind of an investigation. So those more serious allegations or incidents must have been logged differently. When I talked to the Department of Corrections about this log, their spokesman said that this is not shouldn't be considered an exhaustive list of what was going on at that point. So, and was more of a tracking document that the superintendent at the time was keeping. And they've stopped creating these logs and now have weekly meetings to discuss significant incidents like these.
We're talking with Molly Beck right now, state capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, and we're talking about incident report logs that the Wisconsin State Journal acquired through Open Records, looking at the state youth prison Lincoln Hills and also Copper Lake, and these reports showing nearly 500 incidents involving violence, aggression, and fighting in a four-month period. And Molly, have officials responded to what has been found in this report?
I reached out to Governor Walker's office and asked for comment about the incidents and whether they get updated about incidents like this, if they were receiving the same kind of, you know, log. And I didn't hear back from them. The Department of Corrections did respond and said that, you know, they track these incidents, even if it's not part of this log, but they do that now. And the new DOC secretary has, you know, visited the facility a number of times since he was appointed by Governor Walker. So there wasn't, you know, much to say, I suppose, about the number of incidents, but it seems like, you know, DOC is, you know, has a plan to address these incidents when they happen. And if, you know, injuries happen, they have a, you know, a protocol for who gets called, and even if inmates refuse medical treatment, they still have, you know, medical staff to at least visually evaluate what's going on.
And the FBI, it sounds like, is leading the investigation into these schools now. How long has that investigation been going on, and is there an end in sight?
Sure. It's hard to say. I ask that question probably every few weeks, and there's, you know, nobody seems to know when it exactly, you know, this might come to an end. But I think the first investigation started in January of 2015, kind of a state investigation, and that, you know, brought in some federal investigators months later. John Doe probe was opened. That was closed in April. And now the FBI is heading up the investigation, and they're looking at whether to file criminal charges and also whether any inmates' civil rights were violated, too, which would prompt a civil investigation. So there's a number of, you know, investigations that have been, you know, taken up, and there's still a couple going on. So it's hard to say where all this will land, but we'll find out exactly what was going on at that point.
Molly, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Molly Beck, state capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, and she was with us there to talk about the incident report logs from the state youth prison Lincoln Hills, also Copper Lake, showing almost 500 incidents involving aggression, fighting, and violence over a four-month period.